Good morning, everyone. It is a very special day talking about forgiveness as part of our seven steps for releasing the year. So we gather our energy together in support of this wonderful opportunity of forgiveness in support of each other, our own work, and our new year. We take our affirmations together. I invite you to just say them in your heart, in whatever way works for you. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. And so it is. We have a very powerful jewel from Jane Elizabeth today on this step of forgiveness and releasing our disappointments and difficulties from the year by way of the forgiveness process. We have our seven steps for successful life transitions, which is a wonderful forgiveness process in and of itself. And we're using that to apply to those things that have come up with us for us in our journaling process about the year's disappointments, difficulties, anything else we need to release. I invite you to revisit in the next couple of weeks. We have 2 weeks between now and our final steps of the seven step for releasing the year. Those will happen on January 1st, on Sunday. But in the meantime, we have 2 weeks to work with this forgiveness process. And I invite you to revisit or visit for the first time the self-study lesson on forgiveness on the Center for Enlightenment website. There are questions and answers, information on why we forgive on the spiritual journey and how it supports our souls. The lesson addresses forgiving others, forgiving ourselves, which is often the most difficult thing to do. Sometimes it's hard to forgive somebody else. Jane shares a very powerful story from her own life today in our video about forgiving somebody else. But it's always about forgiving ourselves, ultimately. And sometimes that's the hardest thing. I know for myself, when it comes to releasing the year, releasing myself, this is the hardest thing for me to do. And after listening to Jane's video for today and preparation for today, it put it in a whole, even though I've heard this story before over the years, it hit me differently today and put it in a different perspective of, wow. If, you know, Jane is sharing about the about forgiveness of the person who murdered her daughter, it's a very powerful story. And I encourage you to have some facial tissue nearby and pen and paper. But it's impactful. And I know when I heard it again, I thought, wow, why do I get stumped on forgiving myself? Why am I doing that? Why am I spending so much time holding things above my head, not just from this lifetime, but from other lifetimes too. Right? We can let it go, and we have to put our effort and energy and willingness and desire and compassion and that willingness to let go into our forgiveness process. One thing too, that maybe this happened for you, but this has happened for me as I'm working on my forgiveness process for the year, that, you know, I can list a few things that I need to forgive, but there are a couple that stand out to me more strongly than the other ones. And I might just do a little bit of work the next couple of weeks on those specific instances, myself being one of them, of forgiving and letting go and my personality demeanor at times can be, well, I'm going to forgive because I was so wrong and I was so bad that I really need to put a lot of elbow grease into this forgiveness process. I'm not going to approach it that way this time. I'm going to approach it with, hey, I'm a soul in evolution, and I am learning and growing and moving forward, and it's just not worth holding on to these things anymore, whether it's about myself or someone else. What is the higher perspective? What is the higher perspective here, that we're all souls in evolution? And in the self-study lesson, Jane addresses, you know, if we hold on to resentments, we carry those over, whether we carry them over for a week or 500 years, they go with us, and it's a burden, and it keeps us from love. It keeps us from the flow of our higher self in and through us. And it's the thing to do. It's the thing to do with loving compassion and loving understanding, of understanding the higher picture, understanding that anything that happens in the third dimensional world, anything that happens in our personal world is temporary. It has been created by karma from the past, and it's there to release something. If it's hitting us some way, it's there to be released. It's there to teach us something about ourselves, about our patterns, and we can embrace those situations that maybe then we have to forgive, but we're forgiving also of, hey, I'm letting this go. You know, one of the things that I found over the years that can be especially have a lot of energy is if I owe karma to somebody, you know, if I come up with something of, you know, I have to let this go, or I have to, well, let me start with that one. I have to let this go. And somebody did something to me and I'm feeling upset about it, or I put myself in a situation. Or a situation arose and it's like, okay, this is mine to deal with. I may not want to deal with it, but it's mine to deal with. And that situation, because it's karmically created, it's historical, it has a lot of mojo behind it. It has a lot of beliefs. It has a lot of expectations and hopes and dreams and desires for a different outcome than what's happening. And we can't move forward until we take care of these things. So this is it's a beautiful opportunity to learn and grow and let go, but it also can be very challenging. And our forgiveness process is to help ourselves, support ourselves in releasing our grip off of whatever we're holding on to that is causing us to feel angry or resentful or fearful. You know, any of those emotions that are surrounding a situation, our forgiveness process is there to help us release it. And other times our forgiveness process allows us to express something that we didn't want to express. I recently have had to set a boundary with a family member that was very, very, very difficult for me, but it was part of my forgiveness process. It was part of forgiving myself, because I wasn't letting this person, I was allowing this person not to treat me so well. And that was enough. It was hurting them. It was not allowing them to grow and look at their own behavior. So in my forgiveness process, my next action step was put a boundary there and a very clear and a very, very clear boundary. And that's love. That was love, but that was that situation. But there was a lot of forgiveness work around that. And so our forgiveness work is helping us release our attachments to what we think should be or should have been. And that allows us to step back and look at a situation more clearly with clearer vision. Jane talks a lot about seeing the world through a peephole. In our third dimensional personal self, we can only see this much of the world. When I look through here, I can just see myself on the screen and you all at the top of my screen. And that's pretty much all I can see. But if I open up, if I let go, then I can see my whole computer. I can see my surroundings and the light coming in the windows and just so much more open. But man, do we hang on to that little peephole? We like what things look like through our little peephole, because then we don't have to deal with all the other stuff. We don't have to deal with what's really going on. We can just deal with our pretty story that that we want to hang on to. I totally understand that. So our forgiveness process, our forgiveness work helps us open up and step back, and it's just not worth hanging on to. So I am not going to talk a lot after this video because it speaks for itself. I will make a few announcements after the video, but I really want this video, and this video does speak for itself. So sit back and enjoy, and we're going to begin our video.
Hi, are you ready to move into a fantastic new year with me? 7 steps for releasing the year 2010 and moving into 2011 has come forth. We are very close to the new year right now, and I'm so excited that we have this day for moving into the next step of our consciousness to create this positive new year for each and every one of us. 7 steps for releasing the year. And as you know, I have been working with you for the last several weeks. And we have been, first of all, we took the first step, which was gratitude. Then we took the second step, which was good times. And we took the third step, which was hopes and dreams. Then the fourth step, which was last week, disappointments and difficulties. So I know that you journaled your disappointments and difficulties and found out something new about yourself. Because all this is about finding out who you are in the process. The 7 steps are not only designed to move through the year, but they're designed to support you on your spiritual journey. So I want you to remember that these steps that you are learning now can go through whatever you need to go through the rest of your life. We are here to awaken ourselves to who we truly are. And these 7 steps are going to help you to do just that. So, thank you for loving yourself enough to come to this class and going through the process that needs to be gone through in order to make a difference in your life. Hopes and dreams, disappointments and difficulties. These are all things that we need to look at. And we've been journaling. And I think you probably found out through journaling that there are so many things that come up while you're journaling. I certainly have. This last week with my disappointments and difficulties for the year 2010. I was journaling away and I found out there was a lot of disappointments I had that I hadn't even thought of when I first began the journaling. And they kind of came out of my subconscious onto the paper. And I felt a relief. So now we are to this step, the fifth step, forgiveness. Forgiveness is an energy. You are created with a vibration and an energy. And you are this magnificent unit of energy. And what is so important for you to remember that all your thoughts and all your situations that you've been in this year have empowered your future. So this is why it's so important for us to get with the forgiveness time. I have to kind of laugh here because when I think about forgiveness, I remember that teaching this step throughout the years, and I might have 200 or 300 people in the audience going through the forgiveness, and the night that we're going to do forgiveness, half the people don't show up because it's such a difficult thing to do, because it's hard to face the things that you need to forgive. And I always found out the biggest person I needed to forgive for the year was myself. And if you keep that in mind, those things that have happened to you this year that have not been pleasant, that have kind of tripped you up, just write those things down, because the process of you forgiving is an energy power. You are a powerful energy resource. And as you've learned to observe yourself, you have learned to be more, more current with what's happening in your life. I certainly know that that is one thing that's happened to me, to be more current. Now, we've talked about a lot of things in the last 5 weeks. And one of the things we discussed a couple weeks ago is desires and the importance of desire. So your desire to forgive has to be on target. You have to say, I want to do my forgiveness work. I might not know how, but I want to do it because I want to release. I want to release those things in my consciousness about myself or about somebody else that needs to be released so that I can set myself free. Set yourself free. Forgiveness sets you free. It's a release of energy. It releases pent-up emotions, resentments, things that perhaps you are unhappy about in your job or in a relationship or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's a power. It has energy, and we are releasing that energy tonight. And you will be doing homework on your forgiveness. What is the hardest thing to forgive about this year? That's one of the things you're going to be journaling about. What is the hardest thing to forgive about this year? And think about that. Meditate on it. What is the hardest thing? What is it that tripped me up this year? You know, when I started the process of forgiving and releasing and letting go, my greatest lesson of my life was an experience that I had many years ago. This happened in the early 80s. My daughter was 18 years old, and she was staying at her father's. I was divorced at the time. She was staying at her father's, and she was slightly retarded, but she was educatable. So she was staying at her dad's. She came and stayed with me one weekend and another. But this weekend she was with her father. And Sherry always called me every morning, every evening, before she went to bed. This was a ritual that she and I had together. And so this one day, she didn't call. And I didn't know what was going on, so I called to find out where she was or what she was doing. And my ex-husband said, Sherry is not here. She disappeared. And I said, what? She's disappeared? How could she just disappear? Well, when I got home from work, she was gone. and I don't know what to do. And I said, well, call the police. And he said, I already have. And they said that they weren't going to do anything for 24 hours. And she's 18 years old. Makes a big difference. 18. Even though she was partially retarded, they still were not going to do anything for her. So I was upset, absolutely upset. And I didn't know how to handle this situation. So as the day goes on, the following day, she calls my daughter and says, I'm at my friend's house, and will you come and get me? And then she said, well, he's coming back in the house, and I'm afraid I'll call you back. Never called her back. Bonnie, who had taken the call, called me up and said, Mom, Sherry called me, and I don't know where she is, but she wanted me to come to get her. And I said, well, who was she with? Well, she didn't have time to tell me. And I thought, oh, my God, she's with somebody. We don't even know who that person is. So the next thing that happened was there was another day that went on, and there was no Sherry. Now, this is Monday, and we can't find her. Nobody knows where Sherry is. We are beside ourselves. The police are now looking at the lost child and the things that they do, and nothing was turning up. And I went to bed that night, very, very upset, very not knowing how to handle this. And while I was in bed, I had gone to sleep, and all of a sudden, I felt Sherry in my room. And I thought, when I woke up, I thought, oh, she's here. So I said, Sherry, where are you? Where have you been? I just felt her presence. And I realized she wasn't there. But I felt her energy. I felt her presence. And I said, Sherry, where are you? What are you doing? And she said, Mommy, I'm okay. I'm on the other side. I'm on the other side, Mommy. And I thought, oh my God. I jumped out of bed. I was just, oh my God. She's gone. Something's happened to her. And I called my daughter and said, Bonnie, I think something has gone wrong. I think, and I told Bonnie what had happened to me, and I told Cindy, my other daughter, and Linda, and I said, you know, this happened to me. And because I had been on the spiritual journey for a long time, I knew that you can communicate with people that have left this planet if you have that energy and vibration, and I had. And I knew I had communicated with my mother after she passed on. So I knew that this is a possibility, and it's a possibility for all of us as we move in our consciousness. So I knew that this was for real. So I said to the girls, you know what we have to do? We have to take Sherry up the seven steps and release her and let her go. We have to do this. No matter where she is or what she's doing, we have to go through this process. So we did. We all did our work at our own speed and in our own way. And when I got to the point of the fifth step of forgiveness, I didn't quite know how to deal with the forgiveness because I didn't know where she was. I knew where she was, but I didn't know what happened to her. I did not know what happened. So I felt a sense of relief, and we all had this experience of a surrender. And we surrendered her to her highest and greatest good, whatever that meant. And that was hard. And it took many weeks for us as a family to do this, and it was done. This is why I believe in the seven steps. So much. But then the day came, 8 months later, when there was a news broadcast, And the news broadcast said that they had found a body, and they were talking about a gentleman was out in the woods, and he was hunting squirrel, and he found this body, and they were trying to identify the body. And my heart just stopped. Oh my God, was that Sherry Ann? And my ex-husband called me and said, the police have called and they say they feel that they found Sherry Ann, but we need to get her records because she's very decomposed, but we need to identify her by her dental records. We need to call the dentist and we need to gather this. So I thought, oh my God. So I called the dentist and I was unable to get any records at that time. I had to make more phone calls. But the report came back that she had been murdered and that she had been shot 6 times. And, oh, I thought, oh my God, how do I work through this? How on earth do I work through this? And I remembered that the fifth step I had not taken when I was doing my journaling months earlier, because I didn't know what to forgive. And now I knew what I needed to forgive. I needed to forgive the person that did this. So I began journaling, and I was extremely angry. I was extremely distraught, and yet I knew that I needed to forgive because I was pent up with all this anger and resentment and fear. Fear. And I journaled and I journaled and I journaled and I journaled. And we couldn't get the records. We couldn't get the records. And finally, I finally got to the bottom of it. And I finally knew that whoever did this, I forgive them. And I release that energy that I had stored up within me with all the fears and all the resentments and all the difficulties of carrying that burden of resentment. I knew that I had done my work. And it wasn't 2 hours later when I had that huge release that I didn't find the phone ringing, and when I picked it up, they had the dental records and they were able to identify her body. And they were going to give the body to us for burial. And I knew that I needed to do that forgiveness work before I could ever get her body. But the thing that happened here was when we had her funeral. People came. There was hundreds of people that came to her funeral. And they came with such love and such an energy of acceptance and love. And because I had done my work, I was experiencing all the love they were giving me. And I was able to give them my love too, that I couldn't have done had I not done the 7 steps and released her to her highest and best good and released the person that killed her. They eventually, yes, they did eventually found that person, and he confessed to the murder. And his answer to this is, she wouldn't mind me, and she made me so mad, I shot her. And this was a person that she had met, and he was also partially retarded. So, in that whole process, I guess it's a little hard to talk about even now, because it's such a significant thing to lose a child and know that you needed to do the forgiveness work and let that be, because I couldn't hold that resentment. I couldn't keep it within myself, because if I did, I would never be free. I would never be free. I would have carried that resentment and anger to my grave. And I didn't want to do that. I didn't and couldn't do that to myself or to my family or to those people that loved me or were supporting me. But that was the greatest opportunity to do forgiveness work I've ever had. And once I did that, I knew that there was nothing that could ever come into my life that I could not forgive. And that was an empowering thing, to know that I had the capacity to do that. I had within myself a capacity to forgive at a very, very deep level. And that is so empowering. So you are going to empower yourself in forgiving whatever needs to be forgiven this year. Or maybe you have to go back to something you are still holding on to, say, several years ago. Something that keeps popping up in your mind. And ask your intuitive self to bring forth whatever you need to forgive. And to show you what you needed to let go. Because it empowers you in a way that I can't explain it any better than you are free. You are free to see that there's so much more in you. There is so much more in you. So I support you. I support you on this magnificent journey that you're on to discover that part of you that has the capacity to do the forgiveness work, the capacity to move your consciousness, the capacity to move to a new state of beingness, a new state of beingness. You will be empowered. You will find the true essence of yourself through letting the things that have kept you stuck and kept you in a little box, but you're opening it up. You're opening it up and allowing the wholeness of who you are to come forth. It is a magnificent thing to find out there is capacity in each and every one of us to do whatever we need to do at the time that we are called to do it. And this is what the seven steps will bring to you. This is why it's just not for this year that I'm talking about. I'm talking about your future. I'm talking about a way of taking care of situations when they come up, be it a child, be it somebody you're working with, be it whatever it is. You are empowering yourself through forgiveness, through looking at your hopes and dreams, difficulties. I know it's not fun. It is not fun to have to go through this process sometimes. But it's very rewarding. You probably already feel somewhat clearer and cleaner because you've done this work so far. Forgiveness is a powerful energy. It is powerful, and it will bring new ideas to you, a new way of living, a new way of seeing your life. If there's anything or anyone in your life, in the past, that you can do your forgiveness work this week, you will be empowered. Because next week, we are going to have our final week where we release, we surrender, and we let go. And you will be prepared. You will be prepared to do this. And you'll be preparing your consciousness to take the final steps here. You will be preparing your consciousness. You will be having a clean slate. And you will be able to look at the new year that's coming with new eyes, new ears, a new capacity to love. We all want to be loved. We want to give love. That's how we were created. We were created to love and to give love and to be love. That's who you are. So would you join me in a meditation right now as we just kind of release, we let go, and we become conscious of our God-given abilities. We become conscious of all that there is surrounding us, an energy field, and we are in a great vortex of energy, a great vortex of energy. The God power, the God energy within you, and that energy is taking you to a new sense of being. It's empowering you. It's waking you up to your spiritual essence. And Jesus said, forgive. It erases. It erases all karmic debts. It erases. And we are about erasing our old karmic debts, whatever they are. We are erasing whatever we think we do and don't have right now. So as you join me in this process right now, I want you to see the 7 golden steps that we created weeks ago. I want you to see them. Yes, they're golden and they glitter. They glitter. And at the top of these steps, you see that white light just beckoning you to come up the steps, to take the initiative, to take the first step. And that first step is, thank you, God. I am grateful. I'm grateful for the year I have had. And there was many good times, many, many good times that I had. And you know, you saw them all. I wrote them down, and you know what they are. Yes. And I hand these good times off to you, God. And I move forward to my hopes and my dreams. And I've had wonderful hopes and dreams for this year. And some of them have come true and they've been wonderful. And some of them have not materialized yet. But I know that thought is energy. Desire is important. And I have a desire to change my life, to become more consciously aware of God's presence within me. And I feel your presence. I feel your power. And I move into the difficulties, and you know my difficulties, and you know I had a lot of disappointments, but I let those disappointments go. I let them go. I don't want to carry them. Oh, they're heavy. I don't want to carry them. I let them go. I put them in your hands. I surrender. I surrender my disappointments and the difficulties. And some of the difficulties, God, that you gave me this year made me a better person. Made me a better person. And I can say that from my heart of hearts because I remember when I had to go through that very difficult time with surrendering my daughter and forgiving that soul that took her life. That was very difficult. But my goodness, God, what a reward. What a reward that I found out about myself, that if I had never had that opportunity and used it to find out more about who I was, I would not be able to be standing here before you knowing the truth of my being and knowing the truth of all other souls that are out there, that they are God beings and they have the capacity to do whatever they need to do to move in consciousness, to move in consciousness. So we release, and we forgive. And we forgive. And we will do what we need to do this week to prepare ourselves to move into the last final steps of release and surrender and moving into 2011. We will do our work. We know how important that work is. We know we want to set ourselves free. We want to set ourselves free. And thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for blessing us with each other, because we're all doing this together. We are making a difference in our world. We are making a difference with our family and with our friends and the people we work with. Because we're doing this, we're clearing the energy for the future, for the future of humanity. Getting this taken care of gives us a whole new possibility for 2011. So as you move back into this moment in time with me, open your eyes and be present with me. Forgiveness is powerful. And we are doing this together. So as you are doing your work this week, the journaling, please ask if there's something you need to remember to forgive so that we can take all that we can up those seven steps. Because that's the next final step, will be next week. And I want you to be there with me so that we can make a difference in our lives. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And bless you on your journey.
So, not much to say after that. So I encourage you to take whatever that stirred up in you and be with it. And let it reveal what it needs to be revealed as you go forth for the next 2 weeks, doing whatever forgiveness work comes up for you to do. And we will, if you would like support in your forgiveness work, join us on Thursdays. That's what we're about. Thursday night at our Q&A support group, our spiritual support group at 7 o'clock Eastern. On Zoom, the links are everywhere. They will be in your email and they're in the chat room right now. And the questions for this week, for this step, are, James just posted those in the chat room and those will be everywhere also on the email tomorrow. And if there's any extra forgiveness work to do on the side, give yourself the time to do that. There's no Christmas party or holiday gathering that is more valuable than being with that work and that willingness to let go and be free. So I look forward to seeing you on Thursday or next Saturday for our wonderful Christmas Eve gathering that Greg Barrett is going to lead us in, and have a wonderful week, a wonderful time with your families, with whomever you're gathering with, even if you're with yourself, a wonderful Christmas light and expansion in your heart. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to seeing you Thursday or Saturday. Bye-bye for now.